week we were discussing essay of Shabbos. The lav of Shabbos in Yontif clearly refers to lamates malachos, but a very significant machlokas rishonim, what exactly is included in the mitzvah essay of Tishbos, Shabbosom, the Tosos and Shabbos Samartes, Ushmartem es Shabbos, Kikodashi Lochem. And a fundamental machlokas between Tosos and the Ran, men obviously are obligated in the lav and the essay of Shabbos in Yontif. But Tosos questions, what about when it comes to women? Because the Tosos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph assumes the following, that the lav of Malacha, obviously, men and women alike are included in the Isur Lav. But what about when it comes to the essay of Shabbos, the essay in Yontif, perhaps is a mitzvah sasei shahazman grama, and therefore Tosos writes a chiddush that women are obligated in the lav, but they're exempt from an essay. And on that basis, Tosos raises the following kasha. When you look in several sugyas, the Gemara Shabbos and Daf Chof Dalet, Beis Daf Ches, the Gemara says that you cannot apply the principle of Esed Ochalos Hasei to Shabbos or to Yontif. On Shabbos, clearly one cannot, because Shabbos is a lav, Shesh Bo Kari, Skila. We don't apply the principle of Esed Ochalos Hasei. One would not argue that the mitzvah bris milah could be doche Shabbos based on an esed ochalos hasei. The only reason that's possible is based on gzeiros hakasuv, and that is only a milah bizman and not a milah shelo bizman. And what about when it comes to yantif? There's no kares, there's no skila, there's no chatos. But Ashi says that no, there's a lav and an essay, and ein esed ochalos hasei ve essay. So Tosus is bothered, Kedushin Lamed Daled, that I understand. When you're talking about a man who's performing a mitzvah, which would involve a malacha on yantif, ein esed ochalos hasei vesei. But when it comes, for example, to women, given Tosos cites a great chiddush that they're obligated in the law, they're exempt from the essay, why not assume esed ochalos hasei? Well, that's Tosos's kasha. And Tosos answers that yes, it's true that technically women are exempt from the esed de Shabbosan. But Tosos writes the following stunning two words, that halav olim, that if something is alav, okay, it is chamor. But if something is alav and an essay, the essay serves to secure, to bolster, to fortify the lav. And Tosos writes a very great chiddush, that even if in principle one is exempt from the essay, but nonetheless the lav is strengthened to the point that we don't allow for dechia. We wouldn't assume the principle of essay dochalos essay. When that essay comes in contact, it clashes with the lav is considered to be an isr chamor, and therefore the essay does not have the capacity to suspend that lav. That's the chiddush of Tosos and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. So even one who is exempt from the essay cannot perform a mitzvah essay on yantif, because after all, we wouldn't allow the essay to be doche the lav. He would still apply the principle of ein esei dochalos hasei vesei. Rabbi Kiveger, and that Tosos Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, just writes very simply to take a look at the Tosos Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. Poshub Shat, that Tosos is against the Tosos in Kedushin. Because Tosos in Chulin raises a critical issue. A person attempts to perform a mitzvah sasei, b'makom lo sasei vesei. I would have told that person, don't do so. Ein esei dochalos hasei vesei. But he went ahead nonetheless and did so. What exactly is the onish? The onish, is there malchus or is there not? Oh, that's the lumdus of Tosus. If one would assume that the lav is strengthened and therefore the lav remains fixed, remains intact, there should be malchus daraisa because he violated the lav. But Tosus writes in Chun, that's not true. In principle, esse dochalos esse, the esse cancels the lav. You have a balance, you have a remainder of an esse. So a person who performs a mitzvah essay, b'makom lo essay v'essay, he's guilty of a bittul essay, a bittul essay. For a bittul essay, yes, it's nisr, but there is no malchus. And Tosos writes a very great chiddush that when you have a case of ein essay dochalos essay v'essay, there is no malchus. Poshub Shad, Rabbi Kiveger's intent is to tell you that's against the kedushin, the Tosos and Daf Lamed Aleph, because there Tosos writes, halav olim, that the lav doesn't budge. It doesn't budge in any shape or form. So critical machlokas between the two days and Tosos. And if you look at the Ran and Kedushin, Yudalu Abeis and Dapi Harif, the Ran disagrees with the whole assumption of Tosos. Tosos' whole starting point is that women are exempt from the essay of Malacha. And the Ran writes he doesn't think that that's true. True, there is a tour of a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama. That's when it's a standalone mitzvah sasei, sukkah, lulav, shofar, mitzvah sasei shehazman grama, nashim pturos. But here you don't just have a essay by itself, you have a losa seva essay. And when you have a losa seva essay, what is true of the lav is true of the essay. And since women are obligated in the ikar ha'iser, the lav, they're also obligated in the essay as well. And therefore, the whole assumption of Tosfos that women are exempt from the essay d'shabbosim, that the Ran writes, is really not true. There, the lav and the essay indeed go hand in hand. And we discussed in the last year, even if they go hand in hand, what is the koveya? Is everything determined by the lav? Is everything determined by the essay? And perhaps the answer is it really depends. When it comes to malacha that the Torah tells you to refrain, obviously, the lav is the ikar, the lav is what generates the kares, the skila, the chatas, the malchus, and the essay is considered to be a function of the lav. Mashen kin in other cases, for example, when it comes to tzedakah, there's an essay of pasor tiftach, you're obligated to give tzedakah. And the Torah tells us, lo sa'ametz no sikpos. If I will ask you, what exactly is the sequence? Which is a function of which? Isn't it obvious that the Torah wants you to give tzedakah? And in order to ensure that the tzedakah is given, the Torah says, you know what? Don't clench your fist. Don't harden your heart. But the lav is a function of the essay. And Pasha B'Shat, that's an answer to the kasha of the Nesivis and Beis Yaakov, Ksuvus Daf Memtes, is bothered by the following. There, the Gemara applies the principle of Osik B'Mitzvah Potter Man HaMitzvah to tzedakah, Pruta D'Rav Yosef. That's sugya, the sugya in Bava Kama Daf Nun Vav as well. And the Nesivis is bothered that Osik B'Mitzvah will exempt you from an essay. It's not going to exempt you from a lav. So if there's a lav, a failure to give tzedakah, and Ani HaMavakesh approaches you, and you say no, you violate the Isser of Los Ametz, you violate the Isser of Los Sikpots. So in such a case, how in the world can you apply the principle of Osik B'Mitzvah, Potem and a Mitzvah, even if I'm Meshiv Aveda, I'm doing a mitzvah, but that doesn't exempt you from a lav. Seemingly the answer to the Kasha of the Nesivis is exactly that point, that Los Ametz, Los Sikpots are not independent, standalone lavim, but the lav is a function of the essay. And if a person is exempt from the essay because of Osik B'Mitzvah, Potter Man HaMitzvah, he's exempt from the lav as well. So fundamental machlokas, Tosfos Naran, what is the relationship between the lav and essay when it comes to Maleches Shabbos, when it comes to Maleches Yant? And now a fundamental machlokas Rishonim, I know what's included in the lav. The lav, of course, is the Lametes Malachos. What exactly is included in the essay? Should I argue that the essay also applies to malacha? Maybe one could suggest the essay does not apply to malacha. It applies to other forbidden acts on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but maybe not to malacha in and of itself. Or maybe one could argue that it applies to malacha and beyond. Maybe the essay is even more encompassing than the lav. And these are fundamental deos that one finds in the Rishonim. If you look in the Sugin Yavamos, Daf Ema Beis, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, there the Gemara discusses what we began mentioning, and that is Kibud Ava'im. What happens if there's a clash between Kibud Ava'im and that which is Aser? A parent instructs the child to be Machal Shabbos. The Gemara tells us surprising, Yachal Yishmalo, that maybe you would think that yes, listen to the parent, even at the expense of Dine Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that is not true. After all, Kavod Savicha Vesimecha, but the Torah tells us, Acher Shabsosai Tishmaru, Kulchem Chayavim Bichvodi. So the Gemara is very bad. Need Xeris Akasa to tell us that if a parent instructs you to Machal Shabbos, that do not be Machal Shabbos, Xeris Akasa is necessary. First, we pointed out the comment to the Rashba that is that really included in the mitzvah Kibud Ava'im? A parent says, provide me with food, drink. That's Kibud Ava'im. Bimechal Shabbos, is that really the full-blown mitzvah of Kibud Ava'im? So the Rashba writes, the case clearly is a different one. The cases where a parent says that I'm starving, I'm thirsty, and I look around and the only way I can access food and drink is Ayidei Chilul Shabbos. The directive of the parent was not to Bimechal Shabbos. The directive of the parent was strict Kibud Ava'im. And maybe then one would have a havamina to do so, but the Gemara is still bothered. What do you mean that Shabbos is a lav sheish bo skila, sheish bo kares? You would really think that Kibra Veman did with Bidoche. The Gemara answers, look, we're not talking about Malacha. We're talking about Mechamer, Mechamer. That's the sugya in Yevamos. No, Sarah said Dibra, Shmos Perachav. Losasacha Malacha, Atovincho Vitecha, Uvehemtecha, Vehemtecha. Now, what exactly does that mean? So if you are going to lead your laden animal on Shabbos, oh, in such a case, that is a lav of Mechamer, a lav of Mechamer. It's not one of the Malachos. You won't find this in the list of Lametes Malachos. You know, at Sugi, Kufnun Gimel, we assume no Skila, no Chatos, no Kares, but it is a lav. Oh, so in that particular case, maybe one could envision an Esei Dochalos Esei. If Kibra Veivim clashes with Mechamer, so an Esei, a Los Esei, why not apply the principle of Esei Dochalos Esei? Oh, Achei Shepsosei, Tishmaru, the Torah tells us no. So Tosus is bothered that I understand Mechamer. There is no Skila, Kares, Chatos. But what do you mean? Malacha an Shabbos, Malacha an Yantif is alav, and then I say, so I should still know that Kibraim is not Docha because Ein Esidu Chalosa say, Vesei. You're right, no Kares, no Skila, but alav, and then I say. So Tosus explains, but nonetheless, one would still be able to reason that Kibraim maybe indeed is Docha. Kibraim is such a mitzvah chamura, hukash kvod in the kvod shamayim, that maybe one would think indeed it could be Docha. But what do you see from that Tosus? That even we're dealing with Mechamer, which is a non-Malacha, Asaran Shabbos, Alav, but it's not part of Malacha Shabbos, the essay applies. No doubt that's a stunning Chiddush, that the essay goes beyond Lametes Malachos. The absolute Chiv of Kari Skila Chatos is only when it comes to the Lav, but the essay will apply even to such case as well. And the Rashba writes, and the Ramasko Enigma, that's not true. You know what the answer to Tosus's kashi is? When it comes to Mechamer, there's no Kares, there's no Skila, there's no Chatos, it's not one Lamedas Malachos, there's no essay. There's no essay. The essay, the Shabbosim, goes hand in hand with the Lav, and therefore the domain of the Isser is Malacha Shabbos. There is no essay, there's only a Lav, and therefore one can argue that Essay dochalos essay. So that's a fascinating machlokas between Tosus and the Rashba, whether the essay applies to Isurei Shabbos that are non-malachos, or one limits it to maleches, maleches Shabbos. The Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Chav Dalid, that I can give you another example. The Gemara's case was Mechamer. But you know what? Maybe the same thing could apply when it comes to Tchumim. After all, machlokas tanaim, whether Tchum is Daraisa, Tchum is Drabana, and who is the Rambam Shita, maybe when it comes to the broadest tchum corresponding to the Machne Yisrael tchum, indeed is the Raisi Yud Beis Mil. Is there an essay when it comes to tchumim? Is there an essay when it comes to tchumim? So Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe this should be part of the machlokas between Tosus and the Rashba. If it's limited to Malacha, it would not apply to tchumim. But if it applies to Mechamer, it could apply to tchumim as well. And therefore, maybe one could raise that issue when it comes to Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemta, Shvisas Kelim, according to Beis Shammai, right? Is that also Machlokas Tosus and the Rashba? One maybe could distinguish. You know, maybe when it comes to Mechamer, that's true because the Malacha is being done. The animal is laden, the animal is being led. It is considered to be, right, a Isser comparable to an Isser Malacha. I didn't do the malacha. It was done through the animal, I understand. But the malacha was indeed performed. The malacha was indeed accomplished. Maybe then there's an essay of Shabbosan. Mashenk, when it comes to tchumim, one could argue that tchum is not considered to be a form of asiyas malacha at all. Or maybe one could argue that in tchumim, I am violating the Isser Torah. I am violating the Isser Torah by that which I do. Mashen came, in the case of Mechamer, it is the animal who is. Maybe one could argue, in such a case, one could debate whether that is my Yisr of Shabbosam. But if I am actively violating an Yisr, maybe one could argue even the other tzad, that maybe there's more likely an essay of Shabbosan to Tumim, where I am the one who is violating that Isser Torah, as opposed to a case where it's done through Behemtecha. So maybe one could indeed distinguish. But the Menachas Chinuch writes that maybe not. This is an example of another category of an Isser Shabbos, which indeed is not an Isser Malacha. But a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos and Rashba. To what extent does the essay apply in that instance? And we pointed out, even though not explicit, but I think it's compelling, that the Rabbi Nachmanel, Amsachim, and the Afayim Beis, assumes as the Chiddush of the Rashba. Because the Rabbi Nachmanel, just without reviewing the whole sugya, in a nutshell, writes the following. Can you apply Essay Dorchalosa, say, to Biur Chametz? To allow Biur Chametz on Pesach? Because after all, the mitzvah of Tashvisu will be Doche, Sreifa. And Rabbi Nachmanel is clear that depends on Rav Nas and Rabbi Yossi, whether Havar is Lachalak Yotzas, whether Havar is Lav Yotzas. Is it a malacha or is it not a malacha? An obvious question, why should that matter? Poshub Shad and Rabbeinu Chananel, like the view of the Rashba, the essay de Shabbosan only applies to malacha. It doesn't apply to non-malacha. So I'll ask you the following, Lo Savaru Eish. Is that an Isser Malacha, or is it not an Isser Malacha? You know what Rabbi Nachmanel would answer? That really depends. If you hold like Rabbi Nas and the Havar is Lachalak Yotzas, on Shabbos, you're Chayiv Chatos, Skila, Kares. Therefore, on Yontif, it's a Malacha, it's a Lav, and then a Say. And Ein Esei Dochalos, a Say, Ve Esei. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that even on Shabbos, there's no Kares, Skila, Chatos. It's Osir, but it's not a Malacha. If it's not a Malacha, then one could argue that there's no essay. There's no essay. And therefore, an yantifu would just be a lav. And if it's only a lav, Rabbi Nachmanel, now apply the principle of essay to chalos essay. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. The fact that Rabbi Akiva maintains that it's obvious that you're not allowed to be sorry chametz on Pesach. Because matzino havar, shi'av malacha, that means he holds like Rabbi Nassan against the shita of Rabbi Yossi. A stunning comment of Rabbi Nachmanel. But I would align the Rabbeinu Chananel with that Chiddush of the Rashba. So far, two shitas. The Rashba who limits it to Malacha. Tosus who's willing to expand the Essay de Shabbosan to Mechamer. And now the Ramban in Parshas Emunah, the Yikra, Perach of Gimel, Posuk of Dalet, where the Ramban writes the following. The Ramban is so bad, because after all, Shmira Shabbos, preserving the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos, is paramount. And the Torah tells us that there are Isurei Malacha, but a person could skirt Lamites Malachos and absolutely compromise the Kedusha Seyom of Shabbos. Imagine a person will stay home on Shabbos, but he'll rearrange all the furniture in his house. That's the example that Ramban gives. The Fana Chafetz of Mipina Lepina. Imagine a person rides his horse to work in Issur D'Rabbanan, does business in Issur D'Rabbanan. Yes, a person goes to work, and he has a typical business day. And you know what? He'll bring a non-Jew with him. So in case there's any malacha that's necessary, I'll do it ayodeyakum or in a sidra banan. Amir lakum shvus. And the person is in his business environment the entire day. The Ramban writes that person is Shomer Shabbos because technically he avoided mamites malachos. So that's the beautiful chiddush of the Ramban. That's why the Torah has not only the love of malacha, but also an essay, to make sure that Shabbos is something that is distinct. It's set apart. And therefore the Ramban writes, any maleches tircha va'amel, that will be asa midaraisa, right on Shabbos, even if it's not a malacha. Sometimes when we say, you know, oh, that activity is not Shabbos, Dick. Sometimes, you know, it sounds as though it's not within the spirit of the halacha, but technically it's mutter. No, the Ramban writes, there's no chiyuv skila, but it's an issa daraisa. It's an issa daraisa. It doesn't have to be an issa malacha. That's the chiddush the Ramban of Shabbosan. When you look in the Ritva, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, the Ritva cites this Ramban, take a look at it, he deals with this at length, and writes that this is a margolis biadenu mimarbenu Ramban. This is a gem, this is a pearl that we inherited from the Ramban. Realize there's a whole world to Dine Shabbos above and beyond above and beyond Lamites Malachas. I want you to take a look at that. Ritva, the Ritva throws in an unusual line. Take a look. Let's talk about it afterwards. See if you can tell me what pshat the Ritva is. The Ritva writes the following. He quotes his Chiddush the Rambam, and therefore writes, Lefichach, Hamidu b'chachamim divrayim b'makomos arba. And that's why sometimes the Chachamim stood their ground, even in cases where it's not kiras derfim in a Torah. Take a look at that line in the Rambam, in the Ritva. He quotes the Rambam and writes, Lefichach hamidu b'chachamim divrayim b'makomos arba. And that's why the Chachamim remained steadfast and made certain Yisuri Rabbanan, even lidchos mitzvah shel Torah. Even if it's, what exactly does it have to do with Akiras Derfim and HaTorah? No, take a look at the Ritva, Rosh Hashanah Dav, Lamed Beis. But this is an important Yisod. No, you look in the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer, in Choshen Mishpa, in Kuf Tzari Hei, the Chidushim of Chsam Sofer, in the Sugi and Beis, and Dav Lamed Vav, Chsam Sofer highlights, right, this concept. You know, a person who engaged in work in Schiras Polim, right, on Shabbos, on Yantiv, you can't just simply say he's violating an Isra of Amir Lakum. You tell a guy to turn on a light, that's Amir Lakum, but you kind of run your business, Al Yidei Akum. That already is a breach of Shabbosam, the concept of the Ramban. And if you look in the Rambam as well, in Perachav Aleph Hilchos Shabbos, Perachav Dalet Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam in both places stresses the uniqueness of Shabbos. The Shabbos has to be set apart from Bimei Achol. It has to be a Shvisa Hanikeres. And it's clear from the Rambam that if you cross that line, it's not just simply Dinim Drabanan. Ubita Latam Akasa Batar Lamanya Duach. That what do you mean? You're ignoring the thrust emphasis that the Torah places on Shabbos itself. And when you look in the Rambam, Perachav Aleph Alacha Aleph Epocha Shabbos, the Rambam writes something which is stunning. The Rambam writes that Nemar B'Torah Tishvos. There is an essay on Shabbos of Tishvos. And the Rambam writes, Afilu Midvaram She'enu Malacha. Even things that are not considered to be Malacha. And then the Rambam writes, in Dvarim Harbein, Shasr Chachon Mishem Shavuos. And the Rambam writes, and realize, all the Din and Rabbanan. All the Din and Rabbanan. So the Magen Mishneh jumps in that line of the Rambam. It sounds as though unusual that a shvus in Isser Drabanan already is rooted so clearly in the Isuri Darais of Shabbos. There's a smach min HaTorah of even a shvus Drabanan, not just simply the typical mitzvah lishmol d'rei chachamim. But here, after all, the Rambam writes, the Torah emphasizes tishbos, shabbosam, leman yanuach. So when the Chachamim tell you, you know what, don't engage in these practices, even if it's only a din d'rabanan, that already is considered to be included in the expansion not only to Isuri Daraisa that are not Isuri Malacha, but the fact that it could indeed be elevated even to embrace, right, certain aspects of dinim that are drabanan, the technical gzeiras drabanan, but you can cross that line of shabbosam, of tishbos, u'shmartim es ha-shabbos kikodesh shalochem, l'man yanuach, and therefore the chiddush of the Rambam. So, the chiddush of the Rashba, only malacha. Tosus' willingness to expand it even to mechamer and possibly beyond. The Ramban that writes Meleches Tircha Va'amel, that Rambam Perachav Dalet stresses Uvda Dachol, weekday activities. And here the Rambam's phrase that even that which is a Shvus Rabbanan, there's an allusion in the Pasuk, not in the Malacha, but in the essay, de Shabbosam. So many different layers, many different tiers of. But here I would suggest even a fifth possibility as well. You know, the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos that Chaf Dalet Mabeis that Ein Madlikin Shemen Sreifa BeYantiv. That on Yantiv, a person is not allowed to be Soreif, to burn Shemen Sreifa, oil that requires Sreifa. Let's assume, for example, you have Truma Temeah, it requires Sreifa, one cannot go ahead and burn that anyantiv. The Gemara tells us the following. What is included in this Mishnah of ein manlik and shemen sreif of yantiv? The Gemara tells us the following. Because ein sarfim kadshin v'yantiv. Sreif as kadshin is as anyantiv. So the Gemara raises the following kasha, mina hanimi. How do you know that that's true? After all, the Torah tells me, ba'ish tisrofu, how do I know that that is forbidden anyantiv? So the Gemara quotes four different makaros to teach us the salach of ein sarfim kadshim biyantiv. The first is Chizkia, the chen tana debei Chizkia. The Torah tells us in Shmos Yebeis, lo sosir mena boker, reference to nosar, v'hanosir menu ad boker, beis tishofu. Why does the Torah repeat ad boker? Ad boker twice? Why? Ooh, that's the drash of Chizkia. What exactly does that mean? Litain boker sheni lisreifasa. You know what it means? You can't burn it that morning. Yantiv. You have to wait until the next day. Because sreifas kodshim is not dochi yantiv. So the Torah tells us sometimes you have to wait until the boker sheni. So sreifas kodshim, wow, is not dochi yantiv. Gzeras hakasu, ad boker. That's Chizki and Tanavei Chizki. The Gemara continues, Abaye. Abaye says, look, in Parshas Pinchas, the Midbar Chav Ches, there the Torah tells us, Ola Shabbos v'Shabbato. What does it mean? That the Ola of Shabbos is Baran Shabbos. But an Ola of Chol, Ola Schol, right, cannot be brought on Shabbos, cannot be brought on Yantiv. Let's assume you have a Karban of Erev Shabbos. It's not going to be offered on Shabbos. And certainly, something that is nifsal, no sir, is called Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. So Abaye says the following: that the pasuk of Zarev Tzvi tells us that only the avodas hayom can one go ahead and perform on Shabbos and Yantiv. V'lo laschol b'Shabbos, laschol b'Yantiv. That's Abaye's question. Rava says the following: when you look in the psukim of Yantiv in Shmos Yebeis. Hu levado yaseh lachem. The Torah describes malacha, the heter of ochel nefesh, but hu levado yaseh lachem. What does levado mean? Here, that's part of the drash of Rava. There's a miut in the pasuk. Hu v'lo machshirin, amilu bizmana. And therefore, levado limits here as well, sreifas kodshim. So three drashos, Chizki and Tanabe Chizki, Abai and Rava, psukim that tell us, Ein Sarf and Kodshim Bien. Number four. Oh, that's what I alluded to earlier. Ravashi says that good Sreifas Kodshim is a mitzvah, but Malach An Yantiv is a lav and an essay. And Ein Essay Dachalosa, save Essay. Of course you can't do so. Of course you can't do so. Ein Essay Dachalosa, save Essay. Why would you think? Why would you think? You know, when you get to the fourth day of Ravash, isn't that obvious? You know, it even begs the question, why do I need any other drashos? If this is obvious, it's a non-starter, because ein esei dochalos asei ve'esei. So therefore, isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious? Why do I need like any other drasha? Any other drasha? Oh, so I'll tell you a couple of possibilities. No. Maybe one possibility is this. Oh, that goes back to our Tosus and Kedushin, and Tosus and Chulin, the Tosus Kedushin Lamadal, Tosus Chulin Kuf Memalach, where, oh, that could be a good teretz. If you hold like the Tosus in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, the Kasha doesn't begin. Because if I were to tell you that the reason Ein Sarf and Kodshim B'Yantiv is because Ein Essei Dochalosa Sei Ve'Essei, what's the Onish? Would there be an Issur Malacha? No. You know what I would tell you? Subtraction. The Essei is Docha the Lav, and all you're left with is an Essei. So if I only had the drush of Rav Ashi, Ein Essei Dochalosa Sei Ve'Essei, I would argue there is a partial dechiya. The mitzvah, Sreifas Kodshim, really is doche, the lav, but I wouldn't tell you to do it because there's a balance of an essay. Oh, but what about according to Chizkiah, according to Abai, according to Rava, where you have psukim explicitly that tell me that I'm not allowed to be Sreif Kodshim Biyantim? You're really going to argue that means that there's a partial dechiya? It really means that there's no lav? There's only an essay? No. If the Torah goes out of its way and says, no, let's say, levado. No, there's an Isser Malacha. So that's not just an essay. So if you hold, like the Tosos Chul in Kuf Mem Alef, yeah, I would tell you that I understand that you can't just answer like Rav Ashi. Because if you hold of any of these other drashos, there's no dechiya whatsoever. But you know who asks this kasha? The Ramban. The Ramban asks this kasha. That why would anyone disagree with Rav Ashi? Why wouldn't you simply assume that ein esed echlos evasei? That I would tell you, Posh Shabshat is also an indicator that Ramban disagrees with the Tosos Chul and Kuf Mem Aleph. Because according to the Tosos Kuf Mem Aleph, in such a case, the answer is simple. No, as it just suggested. Okay. So the Ramban writes something which is stunning. That apparently, they disagree with Rav Ashi. They disagree with this reason of ein esed echlos evasei. So they have to give another teretz. If you were to agree with Rav Ashi, of course, so anyone who gives another source is disagreeing. They don't. But what does that mean? What exactly does it mean that they disagree with Rav Ashi? What they disagree with? What? Rav Ashi just points out the following: they're psukim Shabbos on Tishbos, they're psukim on Shabbos, they're psukim on Yantif, Ushmartim es Shabbos. Laman Yanu, they're psukim that indicate that aside from the Nisr Malacha. So what exactly do you mean you disagree? You disagree with the psukim? Mikra Mali Dibirakas. You disagree? What does that mean? There's no essay. There really is no essay. What exactly does that mean? So the Chor, one could suggest, of course there's an essay. Of course there's an essay. Who in the world would argue that there's no essay? Right? Of course there's an essay. But I'm going to ask you the following. What is included in this? Oh, so you tell me. Well, we already learned. No, the Rashba, Malachos, Tosus even Mechamer, the Rambam, Malachos, Chechava Amel, the Rambam's expansion maybe even to certain elements of Yisurei Durabanan. I'll tell you a possible fifth sheet. Let's stick with that Ramban. The Ramban and Parshas Emor. The essay, it tells us, even Meleches Tirchas Vamil is also. So I'll raise a very simple question. What does that mean? In addition to Malacha? Or no, exclusively to Meleches Tirchas Vamil? That, I think, is a very significant deal. When the Ramban writes that, you know, imagine a person can skirt Mamites Malachas, and he can have a weekday. But the Torah says, no, that's not an option because there's an essay. So does that mean that that is the scope of the essay? Or does it mean in addition to the application of the essay to Lamites Malachos, it also applies to Meleches Tircha V'Amel? A person is sitting in his house, B'li Tircha, B'li Amel, he removes psoas. The whole thing takes a second. He removes psoas. Oh, that's an Isra Borer. Is it also an Essay to Shabbosan? Essay to Shabbosan applies to Malacha as well as, or could one argue, no, that the Essay to Shabbosan applies to this Hagdara, Tircha Vamel, but not necessarily to Malacha. Maybe that's the Kavan of the Ramban in Shabbos and Daf Chav Daled, that no one is going to argue there's no essay. The Chiddush of Rav Ashi is that Malacha is lav and an essay. And I can disagree with Rav Ashi as the other Tanaim, Amoraim, and argue, of course there's an essay. But maybe the essay begins when the lav ends. Or at least that it doesn't apply to every example of an Issur Malacha. It has to be a Davar Sheish Bo Tircha V'Amel. But not every Malacha is automatic violation of the essay. So a person has a case of Sreifas Kodshim, and it really doesn't take much to be Sreifas Kodshim. You know, he just goes ahead and strikes a match. Maybe it's not a violation of Leches Tircha V'Amel, but it's love. It's a love. But is it so obvious that it's also an essay? This would be a fifth shita, that maybe it doesn't categorically apply to Yisurim Halacha. Maybe it applies to, we usually view it as, in addition to, an expansion. But maybe it only applies to those types of Yisurim. And therefore, Tanvei Chizki, Abai, Rava, have to give an alternate possibility as to why it is that Ein Sarfim Kodshim. There's a fascinating Diyun of Minchas Chinuch. It's found in Mitzvah Reish Tzad Yizayin. Right? A fascinating question. Tosus maintained, we discussed Kedushin Lamadal, that women are exempt from. Okay, now the Ran writes, that's not true. Kedushin Yadal and Dapi Arif. Of course, women are obligated in the essay. Because, what do you mean? We don't view it as a standalone essay. A lav and an essay. And whoever is obligated in the lav is obligated in the essay. Minchas Chinuch raises a fascinating diyun. Let's assume, not as I just suggested, let's assume Poshubsha, that there are different elements to the essay. The essay, of course, applies to Malacha. Malacha and Yantif is a lav and an essay. Ooh, the Ramban and Emor. In addition to Malacha, it also applies to Malacha's Tircha V'Amel, which means there's a dual focus of the essay. The essay applies here and there. It applies to Malacha, and it applies to non-Malacha. Wait a second. But you know what? Women should be exempt from the essay. Women should be exempt from the essay because it's a mitzvah sasei she'zman grama. No, but the Ran writes, well, of course they're obligated because it's a lav and an essay. And if you're obligated in the lav, you're obligated in the essay. So now I'm going to raise the following diyun. Whoa. Wait, there are two halves to the essay. Half of the essay overlaps the lav. If I was making two circles. So circled essay, half of it overlaps the circle of the lav. But half of it is a life of its own. So yes, that which overlaps is a lav and an essay. Whoever is obligated in one is obligated in another. But what about the element of essay that is detached from the lav? Can I argue that that's called a mitzvah sasei hazman grama? Well, that would be a fascinating chiddush. In other words, the essay has two halves. And if I ask you, are women obligated in a third possibility? Maybe Tosos no. Maybe another possibility based on the Ran, yes. Maybe a third possibility, half. That which is shared by the love, well, of course, women are obligated in. But that which is independent of love, or no. Or to argue that, what do you mean? Now, I have a pasuk in Chumash. Now, Shabbosan, Tishbos, Ushmartin, Laman Yanuach. And if I ask you, are women obligated in? You know, the answer has to be yes or no. The answer is not going to be, part yes or part no. Minchas Chinuch writes, he doesn't think we'll be part yes and part no. He thinks that, you know what, that you're obligated. He has an interesting argument. One could, question the argument. Zachar. Women are obligated in Zachar. What do you mean? Isn't that a zman grama? No. Brachas tavchav, shvus tavchav. Of course it's a zman grama, but nonetheless, kol sheishim v'shmira, yeshim v'zachira. Because zachar v'shamar, v'dibar echad nemru. Kol sheishna, zemir cheskin achrayz, acharifus, no? That if you're going to say regarding zachar and shamar, v'dibar echad nemru, and kol sheishna, well then certainly when it comes to the word Shabbason or tishbos, well of course, v'dibar echad nemru. Whatever is implied in that word, women are going to be obligated in. Oh, but that's an interesting finish. No? Oh. You know, one could argue as follows, that Zachar and Shamar are independent. So why is it that they were rendered B'dibur Echa? To teach us Kol She'eshno. But that isn't necessarily true when it comes to Shabbason, Tishbos, And maybe indeed that's not the case. But a fascinating dion of Minchasinuch, Reish Tzari Zayin. I would just add the following. You know what? When we think about mitzvah sasei shazman gram, and I ask you for an example, what exactly is the case? The women are exempt from, ooh, lulav, sukkah, shofar, tefillin, okay. Is there a common requirement or link in all of those examples? Ooh, so I'll tell you a chiddush, a pnei Yeshua, Beit Sadaf Lamed. Pnei Yeshua and Beit Sadaf Lamed. They're all Bekum Ve'Seh. They're all Bekum Ve'Seh. These are all cases where it's a time by mitzvah where the Torah says you must act. You must act. You know, I don't want to like incorporate Tamei HaMitzvos, but you know that Avudraham, it's found in Avudraham on Amud Chafei, that women are Meshubados Lebaleihen. And therefore, how can you say they have to do this and they have to run out and fulfill Tamban Mitzvos? How can that possibly be? So therefore, if indeed that is the truth, because there's a clash between, if one is basing on that time, but again, it's a Gzeiros HaKosi. But it would make sense to distinguish between that which is Bekum Ve'Seh and Sheva'al Ta'aseh. How can the Torah obligate them to do this and do that? What, the Torah doesn't obligate to do anything. The Torah says, refrain, don't. So Pnei Yeshua just suggests that maybe indeed there is no Ptur of Mitzvah Hishman Grama when it comes to that which is Sheva'al Ta'aseh. When you look in the Tzlach, the Node of Yehuda, there in Beit Sadaf Lamed, he refers this to this Pnei Yeshua and writes, it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Ches says the following. The Gemara is talking about Tosefes Inui. Tosefes Inui. You know what? On Yom Kippur, we're obligated to begin Yom Kippur early. We're obligated to begin early. Women are obligated in Tosefes. I know that that's true. The Gemara has Gzeiros HaKosov. Oh, so no debut the rights. It's against the Pnei Yeshua. What does it mean, Tosefes? It means, you know what? Refrain from eating and drinking. Refrain from doing malacha. Refrain. And yet, you need a Gzeiros HaKosov to tell us that women are obligated. So what do you see from that? That the default position, the Moskal Rishon, the starting point, is that women would be exempt if not for Gzeiros HaKosov. Oh, Slano Debi Yehuda says this possible Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua, mamish against. Well, so I'll tell you two ha'aras. One ha'aras is the following, a separate shiur. Is it so obvious that Tosefes is Sheva'al Ta'aseh? Is it so obvious that that's true? And that could very well be a significant machlokas Rosh Hashanah. If you look at the Ritva, Rosh Hashanah Davtes, the Ritva is Mefurish, that the mitzvah of beginning Shabbos early is not just sitting back and refraining from halacha, but it requires some active acceptance of Shabbos, Kiddush, Tefillah, Mitzvah Sayom, Hadlakas Aneros. A person who just sits back and does nothing, is he really fulfilling the mitzvah of Tosefes? Because, you know, Tosus is bothered. That very sugya, Beit Sadaf Lamed, the Gemara says that there were certain individuals who were not very careful about Tosefes Shabbos. What exactly does that mean? They didn't fulfill the Tosefes Shabbos. What exactly does that mean? Let's assume, for example, Shabbos begins at 7. So what do? They would turn a light on and off until 7. They would obviously stop a little bit before, a minute to 7, 2 minutes to 7. They're going to give themselves somewhat of a safety net. In earlier times, they didn't have precise clocks, so you're naturally going to stop doing it. You're not going to go down to the wire. You're playing with fire. So what do you mean they didn't fulfill Tosefes? You know, I'll tell you, according to Ritva, there's a simple answer. You don't fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes b'sheva'al ta'aseh. Just stopping, refraining from doing malacha. But some type of Kabbalah is indeed necessary. So maybe one could question, maybe Tosefes is Kum Ve'Seh. Maybe Tosefes is like Lub Sukkah Shofar. And if the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chavches is going to obligate women, you need a pasuk to do that. Or I'll tell you another teretz. And this is always important in learning. This is Rabbi Kiveger, Madura Tinyana Simen Pei. The Pnei Yeshua writes, there's no Ptur B'Zman Grama, something as B'Sheva Otas. The Notabia says, what do you mean it's against the Gemara? Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is B'Sheva Otas. And there's a pasuk that tells me that women are obligated. The fact that a pasuk is necessary indicates that we would have otherwise said that women are exempt because Mitzvah Seisha is Zman Grama. You know what Rabbi Kiveger writes? Like this is something to think about in general, in every sugya. Basar de Galikra. In other words, I have a pasuk. And the pasuk tells me that women are obligated in Tosefes, and let's assume, not like the Ritva, that Tosefes is B'Shev Al Tasek. So I have a pasuk that tells me, even though it is time-bound, women are obligated. You know, I can do that in one of two ways. I could argue that, oh, you see from there, like the Noda Yehuda writes, that the Ptur V'Zman Gram is universal, and this is a Gzeiras HaKasuv, which is uniquely true to Tosefes Yom HaKippur, women are obligated. Or maybe one can argue, no, let's take a step back and kind of conceptualize. We have a pasuk that women are exempt from tefillin. We have a pasuk that women are obligated to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Both of them are time-bound. So why are women obligated in one and exempt from the other? You know, maybe the conceptual teretz is because one is b'kum esei, one is b'sheva ta'aseh. And that's what the pasuk is teaching. The pasuk of Ha'ezra, Sukkah Chavches, teaches us that there is no Ptur Zman Grama, something is B'Sheva Tase. Wow. As opposed to arguing that you see from the Gzeiras HaKasuv that in every other case, yes, and here there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv that tells us differently. No, maybe he understands. The Gzeiras HaKasuv is the teacher, it's the Malameh, that there is no Ptur Zman Grama. That's a pretty fascinating issue. So I'll tell you the following, that you know what? When it comes to Tosefes, Yom Kippur, we can debate, is that B'kum V'Sei Zhep B'Sheva Tase? Does it require some active acceptance, or is it enough just simply to refrain from eating and drinking, inuyim, and doing malacha? What about when it comes to the Esse de Shabbasa? Maybe that I would argue with Sheva Tase. Sheva Tase. Refrain from whatever it is. Refrain from malacha, refrain from acham, refrain from malachas tirchav amel, refrain even from shusim d'rabanan. Refrain. Should that be called the mitzvah shesman grama? Oh, so I'll tell you, Tosa system is good. Women are exempt. I would say it's clear according to Tosa, women are exempt. And I would also tell you the following, that when the Ran disagrees with Tosa and says women are obligated, the Ran does not write that it's because it's a sheva otase. The Ran writes because in this case, it overlaps the love, and whoever is obligated in the love is obligated in the essay. So I'll tell you, you know, this deal, the Rabbi Kiveger, the Tzlach, the Pnei Yeshua, could relate to our case as well. And maybe a possibility that women are obligated in Esedah Shabbosah, even aside from the overlap. Because all that minchas chinuch, half overlaps, half doesn't. But maybe I could argue, yeah, but even the half that doesn't is Sheva Taaseh. And in such a case, maybe in those instances that women indeed are obligated. See, I would tell you, these are the basic Shitas Rishonim. When it comes to the essay of Shabbos, the essay of Yom Tov, with that deon of how we understand in general the relationship of a lav and an essay, with the fundamental machlokas of Shonim, exactly what is included in the essay, and specifically when it comes to the obligation of women. Could I argue that women are obligated in, exempt from, the possibility of separating the very halves of the essay of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Or maybe to argue that clearly women are chayavos, because after all, if it's b'sheva al taaseh, so in such a case, women are obligated despite the fact that it is considered to be a mitzvah, which is mandatory.